Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Again and again, brothers and sisters, it just seems that the readings are calling us. I sound like a broken record, calling us to deeper faith. But I really urge you in these programs because it's in reading after reading. And sometimes, you know, brothers and sisters, God sets out a banquet for us because he wants us to savor those scriptures that teach us what faith is and how to grow in faith, because we're going to need it. We are going to need it. Let's approach this with reverence for God and for God's plan, and to see how God's love desires to speak to us through these readings, the readings of last week and the readings of this week. Let's take a look now at the first reading from the book of Numbers. Now, this is chapter 13 of the book of Numbers, and it's taking different verses from chapter 13 and chapter 14. So you have in chapter 13, you have verses 1 and 2, and then you have verse 25 up through chapter 14 up to verse 35. So I'm sorry, I'm just trying to let you know it's a compilation of verses from the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14. The Lord said to Moses in the desert of Paran, "Send men to reconnoiter the land of Canaan, which I am giving the children of Israel. You shall send one man from each ancestral tribe, all of them princes." So after reconnoitering the land for 40 days, the people are waiting. And these go out. They're like scouts. They go out to check out the land. Is this the land that God wants us to occupy? Is it safe to enter it? After reconnoitering the land for 40 days, they returned. They met Moses and Aaron and the whole congregation of the children of Israel in the desert of Paran at Kadesh, made a report to them all, and showed the fruit of the country to the whole congregation. They told Moses, "We went into the land to which you sent us. It does indeed flow with milk and honey, and here is its fruit." So that's good. "However, the people who are living in the land are fierce, and the towns are fortified and very strong. Besides, we saw descendants of the Anakim there. Amalekites live in the region of the Negeb. Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites dwell in the highlands, and Canaanites along the seacoast and the banks of the Jordan." Well, that was quite an announcement, wasn't it? Caleb, however, to quiet the people toward Moses, said, "We ought to go up and seize the land, for we can certainly do so." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We cannot attack these people. They're too strong for us." So they spread discouraging reports among the children of Israel about the land they had scouted, saying, "The land that we explored is a country that consumes its inhabitants. And all the people we saw there are huge men, veritable giants. The Anakim were a race of giants. We felt like mere grasshoppers, and so we must have seemed to them." At this, the whole community broke out with loud cries, and even in the night, the people wailed. Do you know alarmists, people who are always seeing the worst side or conjecturing from one or two facts what they really think? And by the time the story gets out, it has been so embroidered upon that it's very hard to find out the truth. And that's what happened here. Some of them got scared, and so they painted the land as though it was full of giants who were going to massacre them. At this, the whole community broke out with loud cries. Even in the night, the people wailed. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long will this wicked assembly grumble against me? I have heard the grumblings of the children of Israel against me. Tell them." No, here's the Lord's anger. "By my life, says the Lord, I will do to you just what I have heard you say. Here in the desert shall your dead bodies fall. 40 days you spent in scouting the land, 40 years shall you suffer for your crimes. 1 year for each day." lack of faith. They didn't believe God. They trusted more in what they heard their scouts say than in who they knew God was. And we do it all the time. Brothers and sisters, God doesn't like that. Because basically what we're saying is we don't trust you. We trust our own opinion. Now, there's a place for us to assess things. I'm not saying there isn't. But when we assess out of fear, out of panic, out of anger, out of strong emotion, we're not going to get it right. And the Lord is angry because they trusted the rumors more than they trusted God's action in their lives up to this point. Here in the desert shall your dead bodies fall. 40 days you spend in scouting the land, 40 years shall you suffer for your crimes, 1 year for each day. Here in the desert they shall die to the last man. He doesn't allow them to enter the promised land because they fought him so much. And then they fought one another. Have we done that? Are we guilty of that? Then our next step among us, the next step is there really isn't a God anyway. We can do whatever we want. And we only compound our sin more and more and more. Sometimes I think God will have to act to save some of us if we continue to go in the direction we're going. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Here's the solution. Psalm 106, we have sinned, we and our fathers. We have committed crimes, we have done wrong. Our fathers in Egypt considered not your wonders. They forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. They gave way to craving in the desert. They tempted God in the wilderness. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Then he spoke of exterminating them, but Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. We can, as intercessors, united with the Holy Spirit and the power of Jesus who forever lives to make intercession for us, we can stand before God and say, God, please forgive us our lack of faith. Please forgive us for our grumbling, for our anger, for our turning away from you, for our pride, for our arrogance. Please forgive us. Come and teach us. Come and help us. Could you pray that kind of prayer? Ask God to give you the grace to do that. He spoke of exterminating them, but Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. United with Jesus, we can beg God to forgive us our sin. Beg God to give us the grace of repentance, that we may not turn against him, but actually turn toward him and accept his authority in our lives and follow him and know great peace. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away. She keeps calling out after us." They're annoyed. Instead of trying compassionately to find out what was really going on, they just got annoyed because she was shouting and just acting out, is what we would say today, and they just wanted to get rid of her. "Send her away. She keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I wasn't sent to these people." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." And he said in reply, "It's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She's a pagan. She's a pagan. But she's a mother. She was unclean to the Jews, but she's a mother, and she's crying out for her child. She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. She did not allow a seeming insult. The Lord was testing her. She did not allow a seeming insult to dissuade her. Her love for her daughter was greater. She could have gotten up and huffed and puffed and walked away, and her daughter would have died. But she didn't. She humbled herself. She says, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And then Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith." She let nothing dissuade her, not even when it seemed like the Lord was insulting her. And this was her last hope for her daughter. She hung in there. She accepted it for the sake of her daughter. And Jesus said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." What a gracious, generous gift. Not, "Well, I'll take care of this for her." Begrudgingly, no, Jesus says, "Great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." I don't think she probably stayed pagan much longer. I would think that she would have become a follower of Jesus. How many people do we have in our world like this, or in our families like this? When they ask for the smallest thing, and you're angry with them about big things, but they come to you and ask for something. What do you say to them? "Of course, I'd be glad to do that for you." Or do you say, "Well, get your act together and then come back and ask me, maybe"? Or would you say, "I don't even hear you, I don't even want to speak to you"? How do we deal with things like that? Because there are people like that in our lives. People who are frightened. They don't know where to go for help. And sometimes they turn to the very people they have rejected. If we hold on to that having been rejected, we're going to miss the opportunity to be God's servant, God's handmaid. What do you want? What do you want out of life? Do you just want everything to work out perfectly for you? Or are you really willing, as a Christian, to get down in the trenches and do what Jesus asks us to do and trust him? Trust him. He sees your heart. He knows what you're thinking. Come to him simple and humble. Read Psalm 51 yourself. Repent of your sin and open your heart that God may use you for the glory of the Father's name and for the salvation of others. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation, by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.